Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
Markets around the world struggle as pandemic worries and COVID-19 numbers rise. This is the IG Trading Talk and I'm Manuel Koch. And joining me now are David Iusu, he's the market analyst at IG, and the iconic Einstein of Wall Street, Peter Tuckman, over 35 years on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Guys, so good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Peter, House Democrats prepare a new $2.4 trillion US dollar stimulus plan. Could this help Wall Street?
You know, we've seen since the initial stimulus package that's really what the economy needs it for sure, and the individuals need it for sure. The general population, the people who are receiving the $600 checks, $1,200 checks, the SBA loans, and all the other loans to make small businesses grow and stay open and to keep the economy going. So yes, I don't know how and if the bill will go through. I believe there's no question that we're seeing from the state of the economy that the U.S. economy surely needs it. And we can only hope it's passed soon. And I believe it will have, as it did in March through now, the March lows on March 23rd through now, we've seen that basically be a stimulus package rally. Let's be hopeful that we get this new package and it has the same effect.
That sounds good, Peter. Looking at the performance of the stock market, especially in the last 2 weeks, what I notice is the fact that tech stocks are struggling at the moment as well. And so I'm wondering if we are looking at the performance from March on, usually the tech stocks show strengths with private COVID risks. So now it's not the case anymore. Is that maybe a sign that other factors are becoming more important in the moment, or is it just profit taking? What do you think about that?
I think it's a number of factors. Clearly, you know, normally in rallies like we're seeing now, this is a crisis and stimulus-based rally. Normally, other rallies are just what's happening in the day. But we've seen that who led the market rally are what I heard for the first time this week, which are pandemic-friendly stocks. The tech sector stocks have really maintained a healthy, robust state of affairs due to them being more friendly within the confines of a pandemic. So the stocks that took us to these highs, you know, technical analysis will show us that they will reach resistance at certain levels. As our focus changes and the parts of this puzzle globally and domestically start changing, right? We are now coming, you know, it's funny, days go by, weeks go by, months go by, quarters go by. We've been together talking about this pandemic and living in it physically, mentally, financially for a couple of quarters already. So what we're seeing is profit taking. We're seeing a rotation out of the best performers, perhaps getting into some underperformers. We're getting out of the pandemic friendly stocks because we're really not sure where we're going here. These are significant headwinds that we are coming into. Will there be a second wave? How is the economy going to react to being in this pandemic for now already 6 months, and the reality setting in, and all those companies who had furloughed employees are now going to either rehire or let them go? And consensus is from the earnings we saw in the last quarter that the estimates show us that a lot of these companies will not be able to be successful in a new business model and will have to let these guys go, right? So you're seeing the waters are swirling around, you know, in a whirlwind and a whirlpool, spinning every day with new information, new economic headwinds, and just the fact that we've been in this now for two quarters. So the reality that we talked about in the beginning, in late March, we saw the bottom. We saw a stimulus package. We saw pandemic-friendly stocks rally, the tech sector rally hard. We saw a lot of the different stocks rally in accordance with them and create a backwind with technology stocks being COVID-friendly. But now we're 6 months in. The stimulus package is questionable. The election is coming up. And the reality of the economic headwinds are coming to reality, right? People's lives and jobs and ability to put food on the table are questionable. So all those reasons, I'm sorry to be so long-winded, but all of those reasons are contributing to the high flyers being sold, profit-taking, and rolling out of those into some underperformers.
Many Americans leave the big cities. The U.S. housing market is booming. Peter, do you have friends leaving New York City? And do you think, is it a healthy market at the moment, or is it a housing bubble?
You know, it's curious. We've seen, as I started to analyze what stocks were pandemic-friendly, what stocks were really getting the updraft of this rally. And curiously enough, we started seeing three sectors, in my opinion, that were fascinating. Was the car market, the automobile market, rallied huge, right? And you're thinking, well, why? People have less money. Why is that happening? That's because people's travel is restricted. They're actually buying more cars, and they're spending more money on their home-centric life, auto being one of them. Then we saw real estate markets rally. Well, what was that a function of? People are starting to move out of the cities into the suburbs, and you're also seeing people buying new homes as they bring their families together. We are actually seeing, which was what caused an amazing rally in home goods, is that people are bringing their mothers and fathers to live with them. There's sort of a consolidation in the family and home life, right? So that people are afraid to send their elderly mothers and fathers and grandparents to nursing homes because that is the highest at risk. People are not really willing to have their mothers and fathers live by themselves. So people are actually, some of the market has contributed to people moving out of the cities and moving to the countryside just to, they're going to be still at work at home, and they don't want to be around the populations that are may at risk. And then once again, people are remodeling because I really believe families are hunkering down. They're consolidating, bringing grandparents home, bringing parents home. And so therefore, they may be actually buying larger homes. So in answer to the question, I am absolutely seeing it.
Okay, sounds very interesting. Speaking of bubbles, maybe I'm just have another question to the same topic, the stock market, in regard of the stock market. Some reports, for example, suggest that technology stocks are indeed overvalued, but showing nowhere near a bubble regarding the company's near future potential. Is that really the reality, or, for example, if the central banks will expanding their QE programs much further, is there nevertheless a chance or a possibility that the bubble could be in a forming for the, for example, FANG stocks or for technology stocks?
You know, it's a good question. It's a complicated question. I think it's important to note that where did, you asked me sort of two questions, how technology will respond, and sort of you addressed the health of spreadsheet, health of banks, right? Coming into this sell-off due to COVID, we saw the most robust and healthy balance sheet that banks have had for a while. All right, so we started off in a good place, and then you saw the. I don't believe there's a bubble in the tech sector at all. These stocks have been moving up strongly. They have been responding positively, surely for the pandemic, and they have also postured themselves for a further play. We don't know whether the pandemic is another 6 months to a year, and the tech stocks have postured themselves to work well in pandemic and not, right? We're seeing it as we saw a split in Apple. You're still seeing, even at these high valuations, we're seeing the public, people being able to buy those stocks at a cheaper price, not that it changes their value at all. You look at high-flying stocks without a lot of the market was up along lack of fundamentals, mostly on stimulus. But I really believe that the tech sector came into this pandemic and sell-off fairly healthy to begin with. Mm-hmm. Then the banks were in healthy mode. And then the banks were lending money across the board. And that put a little bit of tech stock sector is very pandemic friendly. So while there is a big backwind coming into the tech sector, there is true value in these names. Mm-hmm. These stocks are consolidating in a lot of ways. We're seeing Amazon set themselves up, posturing for a big retail and online sales of the food business. You know, you're seeing the hospitality sector is benefiting from a lot of online buying of food and whatnot. So they have many levels. The tech sector themselves have many levels where their business model is a financially strong one. So I see a bubble of something that flies high with no fundamental basis at all. I see Apple's and Google's and Facebook, all of them benefiting from the pandemic, benefiting from stimulus, and benefiting from the fact that these guys are the cream of the crop, and they are setting them. They are quick on their feet, and they are able to posture themselves and really move beautifully through the headwinds of whatever is to come.
I understand. Yeah, makes sense. Makes fully sense. Yeah, thank you.
Peter, sure. Only 5 more weeks to go, and the U.S. election will be there. I have the feeling the race is getting tighter. What's your feeling?
You know what I mean? It's a fascinating race. None of it really feels real. Look, let's be really honest about what's happening politically, right? So first of all, historically, politics don't play a big role in the markets. Surely at the end of Obama era into Trump, the markets and the presidential candidate or the presidency have played much more of a common ground factor. Over the last 3 years under Trump's presidency, we've seen that he has run his whole campaign based on the stock market, not based on the economy, not based on anything else in interior growth of the United States. None of that. He is planted. He's got all his eggs in the basket that by the time he's reelected, the stock market will be at a record high. I don't buy the whole posture. I think he stepped over bounds in many ways. And now all we're seeing is a lot of things where some people believe that a lot of the stimulus is a manipulation by Trump in the marketplace. I believe the market will tap out at around the election. It's a very close race. Some of it being we don't know how much of its manipulation by foreign entities that are bad actors in our space, and how much of it is basically big stimulus behind Trump, hoping to get a market that he's able to tell the people on November 2nd, I got you to a strong stock market. If you elect me, we will go higher. I'm not sure. I believe that the market will sustain these levels. I don't think if Mr. Biden wins, the market will sell off radically. Some people do. But yes, clearly the race is close. It's just such a crazy, crazy waters that we're in at the market. Between manipulation globally, between the economies globally and in the U.S., between Mr. Trump and all the bad actors around him, about Mr. Biden running on a Democratic ticket that traditionally has been not friendly to the stock market. There's so many pieces to this puzzle. It's a really hard question to answer. As the weeks evolve, I'm sure Manuel will be speaking about how these last 2 weeks, 3 weeks going into the market, we're going to see this market evolve on a daily basis.
Peter, thank you so much. Peter Tuckman, the Einstein of Wall Street, and David Iosu, market analyst at IG. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching. This was the IG Trading Talk. I'm Manuel Koch. For more information, check out ig.com. See you next time.